Netflix puts Will Smith movie Fast and Loose on ice. By Paul Bois on April 3, 2022. The fallout from actor Will Smith's assault on comedian Chris Rock during the Oscars telecast continued this weekend when Netflix halted development on his movie Fast and Loose. According to The Hollywood Reporter, THR, Fast and Loose already had pre-production issues after director David Leitch departed from the project. Though Netflix had entered talks to sign a new director, the streaming giant halted its efforts immediately after Smith's assault against Chris Rock. Netflix put out an urgent call for another director to take over a project featuring the star who was heavily favored to win Best Actor at the Oscars, noted THR. But soon after Smith's attack on Chris Rock on the Oscars stage, Netflix quietly moved the project to the back burner. Netflix has provided no indication if it will replace Smith with another actor for Fast and Loose, which tells the story of a crime boss who pieces together clues about his past life after losing his memory. Aside from Fast and Loose, reports indicate that Smith received over 40 pages of a screenplay for Bad Boys 4 before the project with Sony was put on pause following his assault on Chris Rock. The only Smith film currently going forward is the slave escape drama Emancipation, which recently entered post-production with Apple Plus. In 2021, Smith famously moved production of Emancipation out of Georgia in protest of the state's voter integrity laws. The sudden halt on Smith's career comes after he resigned from the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, AMPAs, this past Friday for his assault against Chris Rock. "I will fully accept any and all consequences for my conduct. My actions at the 94th Academy Awards presentation were shocking, painful, and inexcusable," Smith said in his statement. "I betrayed the trust of the Academy. I deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated for their extraordinary work," Smith's statement said. "I'm heartbroken. I want to put the focus back on those who deserve attention for their achievements and allow the Academy to get back to the incredible work it does to support creativity and artistry in film."